Hi, welcome to episode 15 of the Data-Driven Security Podcast. My name is Jay Jacobs. Joining me, as usual, is my co-host, Bob Rudess. Bob, I want to ask what's on your mind, but of course I would rather ask, where have you been for the past 2.5 months?
I think the more apt question is, where have we been for the past 2.5 months, leaving our loyal listeners out in the cold.
In the lurch.
Having to listen to reruns of Car Talk instead of us.
Yep.
And I think we owe it to them to let them know that, you know, I have actually learned the location of the secret DBIR bunker that I alluded to last year for Jay. It is a very cold, dark, and scary place. Very cold,
so
very dark.
We've been working for our
day. Yeah, we have been working like no joke to the people that listen to this, like all four of you. I think 18-hour days for about 3 months straight now.
Good times. It's character building, right? That's what it is.
Yes.
And, yeah. And so we've got, there's this report coming out at some point.
It's just a little thing, really.
Little thing. A little bit of research in there, a little bit of data, a little bit of analytics. But we're also working, I wanted to say, while we've been doing this, Bob, you and I have been talking about how much we miss working on DDS, working on the podcast, doing all this stuff. So we really wanted to get back into this, and this is really the first night that both of us had free and that we didn't have to get something done. We didn't have a deadline at midnight or 8 a.m. or something, so...
Yeah, I think this is the first night that I have not been shackled to our studio, because it was like they had a program so that if we actually shut down our studio too soon at night, we'd get like electric shocks and stuff.
Right. Yeah. Slightly painful. Pretty quick lesson to learn that you just keep working.
Just work until the data will relent and just obey you. Yeah.
Which of course happens all the time.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It was completely without a hitch. Not a problem anywhere.
So we should mention, though, that in the works, because we've got an inside scoop, we're going to have, we're going to try and have a special podcast, and we'll see how everything comes together. We don't want to promise it, of course, but we're working on it. So.
Yeah, I think it would be great to have everybody here, you know, from the mouths of, you know, some of the DBIR folk. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, definitely. So I think we have a sort of a well-known conference coming up.
Right. Comic-Con in Seattle, the Emerald City Comic-Con's over. That was a couple weeks ago.
I was thinking of what is collectively known as RSA Week.
Oh, that little thing. Yeah. Yeah.
And we're going to be a little busy that week, I think, as most people.
And busy is not a euphemism for drinking, just in case anyone actually wanted to translate it that way. It's actually like a lot of work that week.
Yeah, but I mean, we don't have to rule out drinking.
No, but I'm just saying, like, that's actually not what, like, we're not just alluding to that.
And of course, when we're saying drinking, we're saying visits to the Russian tea room.
Oh, yeah. So. I expect to be, like, draining at least, like, another, like, half aquifer dry just making tea.
Yep. So, but we wanted to talk about on this episode, we don't have any guests. Usually we have a guest and,
I like to think of it as virtual guests this time or guests to be this time.
Oh, that's a great point. Yeah. Because did you want to introduce the topic?
So the reason why I say that, you know, like, you know, fearful listeners or whatever listeners, that we are presenting you your outline for your data-driven RSA/B-sides. We're basically going to give you now, in the next 20-ish minutes, the breakdown, the lowdown on the data-driven tracks that you need to go see if you want to say that you actually went to see a data-driven conference. And actually, I was totally amazed when I started checking out everything, because there, you have so many options, it is not funny. This is an amazing array and cadre of people lined up to talk about really cool stuff. And you can go and just hear and see and feel and experience nothing but data at RSA this time.
That's a pretty big sell. I'm excited just after hearing you talk like that. So
I think it's going to be rocking. So
there's actually at least two events, if not more. But as far as I know, the typical MetroCon is not going to occur.
It would appear that MetroCon XXX is not actually happening.
That's right. It would have been MetroCon 10.
Which means we have to get RJ on a podcast and berate him incessantly.
Oh, absolutely.
Unless it's going to happen later on this year, which then we shouldn't. But
well, we could do it anyway.
Yeah, that'd be kind of fun.
All right. So the two conferences, though, of course, are the B-Sides event, which happen, what, Sunday through Tuesday?
Yeah, 19th. Sunday, actually, Monday. It's 19th and 20th. I'm on Sunday and Monday.
Okay, so just Sunday, Monday. Yep. And that's being hosted, I believe, at OpenDNS.
Rock on.
So, and I want to talk about OpenDNS for a second because they are just an excellent community company. You know, and they have this big open space and they do events. They're just constantly hosting all sorts of community events. And that is just so freaking cool, you know, to have something like that, to offer that space up, to offer the hosting facility. And they're hosting B-Sides. And I think it should be just a fabulous event at OpenDNS. So if you can make it, everyone, please make it. There's a couple of tracks that we want to call out, though, that are occurring.
Yeah, and before we actually talk about some of any of these, I mean, this is just, you know, me in like, you know, an 18-hour work, like, stupor, like, finding out what all these things were and stuff. So if I have missed any, you know, call me specifically on the carpet for this, and we'll definitely make sure that, you know, we have this taken care of, and we'll actually have the guests on, give them T-shirts, all sorts of cool stuff like that, just to, for anything we might have missed. So, you know, if you're out there, you're listening, and you thought we kind of missed something, you know, yell at us, because we actually respond. We love you people, and we will definitely take care of that.
Yeah. So the first one, it is occurring on Monday, April 20th at 10 a.m. at B-Sides. Is Tony Martin Vig?
Martin Vig, and now we have to have him on just so we can yell at us for saying his name wrong. That's yeah. Good. That's good, Jay.
Yeah, that's great. So, but his title is "How to Lie with Statistics: Information Security Edition," and references.
Oh, and I was gonna say and Tony's like a big guy on Sierra and metric on the metrics list. Yeah. Like he really contributes a lot. He engages in a lot of good discussion stuff there. So.
Yeah. So this would be a good one. I think that he references the book by the name, of course, How to Lie with Statistics, which is, if anybody has not read that book, it literally is like an afternoon, you know, to sit down and go through this book. I mean, it's a really quick read. I think there's 10 different ways that the author, it's a very rather dated book, some of the examples, but the content is absolutely not dated. It's just as relevant today as it was 50 years ago.
And actually, if you want a nice companion book for that, there's a How to Lie with Maps book, too, that pairs very nicely with that and a bottle of scotch. So, yeah.
Pairs with all of those. And so he's going to talk about how people may misuse statistics. And I don't know if he's going to go into the intentional aspect, but there's also unintentional ways that people may use statistics and end up lying or saying things, communicating things that they either didn't mean to or did mean to that is stretching what the data is actually saying.
I got to tell you, though, the best part about his abstract mentioning the spidey sense.
So, yeah, you like that.
That's the best part of it.
That really speaks to Bob.
Yeah.
And the next talk that I want to talk about is Jason Trust.
Jason!
And
alum, a DDSec alum, yes.
Yeah. I really got to make it to this one. I want to make it to all these, of course. I want to see Tony in the morning and then Jason in here in the afternoon. He is at 4 o'clock on Monday, at B-Sides, and he's going to be talking about his the modern honeypot network, which is what he's working on at ThreatStream, and it just sounds like an incredibly fun project. And, I mean, Jason is just so unbelievably bright that, I mean, if he were talking about, you know, how to chop wood, I think it would be an interesting take on it.
I'll bet he actually knows the optimal way to chop wood, too, like, no joke. So.
Yeah, like he has an algorithm for chopping wood.
Yeah, I'd actually bet serious money on that.
And he probably has a couple of papers he can cite on chopping wood in the optimal way.
Right. And he probably wrote, like, a simulation in Java for it, too.
So go see Jason. And yeah, definitely. 4 o'clock on Monday. His talk is Lessons Learned from Building and Running MHN, that's Modern Honeypot Network, the world's largest crowdsourced honey net. And so it's a fabulous project, fabulous speaker, just really bright guy. Go definitely see that one.
Yeah, and if you if everyone, like, there's links, we'll have links to all these up, but besidessf2015.sked.org, or just type in besides SFO 2015 in Google and you'll get all these. You can find out all this stuff, and there's tons of, there's plenty of other good stuff to hear at all these, at both Besides and RSA. We're just focusing on the data driven components.
And now I think we'll continue chronologically.
I think it'll help people like fill in their diaries, as I've been listening to all the English people say in the past 2 weeks.
The next chronological event is your talk and my talk.
Yeah, a bunch of bozos talking about security stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And so we're gonna get up on Tuesday at 1:10 in the afternoon, essentially the first track after the keynote. It's really prime slot to speak in. Right, it's like the kicking off, like we're you know, breaking the champagne on the front of the boat kind of thing.
Just after everyone's come back from their booze filled lunches, half asleep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Awesome. I'm really excited. No, and also you got a little thing by your name for RSA.
And actually people will, like, anyone that's been like looking and trying to plan their schedule will have probably noticed that up until very recently I had no photo because I hate photos of myself. I actually had to relent and provide a photo because there's this little yellow icon next to my name. I mean, you all can hover over it on yourself to go see what that is. So
for those who don't know, it says,
oh, they can hover. They can hover just as well as you can speak.
We are going to talk about security data science from theory to reality.
Shocker. Wait, shocker. I know that everyone is totally surprised by that. But
no,
hey,
you know what? Let's pull a switch and let's get up on stage and just talk about malware.
We could do that. Actually, after some of the work we've been doing this past couple months, we could actually do that.
Yeah.
That's a little sneak peek maybe into what we've been working on, people, in case you missed that.
Things in a way. Come on, man. I'm in trouble. So we are talking...
what do you mean, get in
2009, in the West, in the West Wing, 2009, and that's at 1:10 p.m. on Tuesday. And we're just going to run through a couple of examples of the theory, and I think we're trying to drive home that we are not special snowflakes. We do not have to reinvent data science or data analytics.
There are people with extraordinarily cool hats that have come well before us.
Yep. And there's pictures.
Yes, with pictures, so yeah.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about the theory, the sources of these theories, and then applying them to some real-world situations.
And then, so on, also on Tuesday at 2:20, we have two more DDSec alums, Andrew and Thibault from OpenDNS. Look at this. It's like, again, you're almost guaranteed to get like a speaking slot at RSA if you're on our show. So it's like, you should be lining up like crazy.
Now, didn't you do a blog post on this? Or you talked about doing a blog post about speakers?
I talked about that, and this will turn into a blog post after this, now that we actually have the data organized and stuff.
Do you have the stat out of those who have been on this podcast? How many of those?
I will say this once again. So out of those who have actually come on our show, been good enough to subject themselves to me and Jay, and the ones that actually wanted to go to, like, submitted to RSA, they're all in. RSA or B-sides, I guess I should call it. So
100%.
100%. You are virtually guaranteed that if you come on our show, submit to RSA or to B-sides SF, you are in. You are gold.
And we have the data to prove it.
We do.
Right.
Perhaps you might want to go back to that lying with statistics one before, actually.
go see Tony's talk, and yes. then re-listen to that part.
So Andrew and Thibault are talking majority report, making security data actionable and fun.
And fun. I don't know why they have to make security data fun. I think it already is.
I think people that might have noticed my tweet from about a month ago saying I think there could be something called too much data. I'm almost convinced of that now that you can possibly have too much, at least too much and too diverse of data. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Rookie.
Yeah. Ooh.
So they're talking 2:20 right after us, and they're in room 3008 in the West Wing.
And I think they're going to be talking visual stuff as part of the fun thing. So I think that's a don't miss at all. I think none of these are a miss thing. You should really try to get to all of them because they all sound really good. I wish I could go to some of them, but there's some overlapping there.
And again, two really bright guys. I mean, Tito, the stuff he knows about the 3D graphing stuff and his knowledge of video and processing.
And then Andrew with the shine off the bald head for the bright thing. Oh, no, sorry.
Yeah, and just his sense of humor.
Yeah, that's true. So.
You know, there's a quote. I wish I could like make a poster out of this, but he was talking at B-Sides in Vegas, and he was drinking during his talk, of course. I think it was B-Sides. Maybe it was at DEF CON or something. But he said something like, he was talking, and then he stopped for a minute and said, "That's really hard to say drunk." And I was like, man, if we could have like made that into a T-shirt or a poster or something, you know, Andrew presenting and saying that. But but Andrew, always a great guy to see and hang out with, so.
And then we have two folks who are not alums of our show, but who are some of the best folks in InfoSec, honestly. Alex Hutton and David Mortman. And Alex has one of those little like things next to his name too.
Yeah.
But I gotta tell you, like some of the best folk ever with these two. And they, I've actually been helping them with a little side project that there's associated with this, which I can't talk about yet. And for this one, they're actually going to be talking about metrics associated with a framework that y'all might have actually been seeing come out in the press past few months. And their title is Cooking Up Metrics with Alex and David, A Recipe for Success, Tuesday, April 21st, 3:30 to 4:20 in West 3006. And these guys have some of their folks that they work with have been doing an inordinate amount of work trying to help everyone out there, help all you listening to the show and everybody else be able to actually use metrics, develop and use metrics that you can actually apply to your program, make sense of your program, and actually help your program be successful. This is going to be a game changer, I think, actually, no joke.
And I know it sounds like we're just taking every single talk and saying how excellent and awesome that's going to be, but I mean, really, like you said, Alex and David Mortman, I mean, just two of the brightest minds in the industry.
So. Apart from RJ, like if I think metrics, it's those two, honestly. Yeah. It's like add him into those three. They're like the three amigos of security metrics.
And they are at 3:30, again on Tuesday in room 3006. Yep. So I mean, you can go from our talk to Andrew and Tebow to Alex and David. Unfortunately at the same time though, right? At the same time as Alex and David, you and I and a few other people are up again. Right?
Yeah. So now everyone's figured out that we're really just couching the whole data driven RSA and B-Sides as just talking about what we're doing, but we're really not. Honestly, it just kind of happened that way.
Right. So, but we were invited to talk about the breaking research track, which is something, it's like an invite-only thing, I think.
Are you sure it wasn't broken research?
You know, I didn't quibble over details.
Okay, just making sure.
But, we're essentially going to talk about the DBIR.
Yeah, so it's called Before and Beyond the Breach, New Research in the 2015 DBIR.
And that's at 3:30 in room 2002, and I believe that's a pretty big room. So, but we're going to be talking. I mean, what's going to be great about this is that it's you and me and Mark Spittler, who's one of the absolute workhorses behind this report, and Wade Baker.
Oh, let's not talk about Wade.
No, let's call out Wade as the godfather of the DBIR. I mean, that's what he is.
Yeah, but his title on here is a total lie.
And the next talk.
Oh wait! Seriously, like we're just gonna gloss over that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We have glossed over the fact that there is a glaring error in Wade's title on the RSA site.
Yep. We're just gonna leave that.
Okay.
As is.
That's cool.
So the next talk is on Wednesday at 9:10 a.m. in room 305, and it's by Tony Braben. Braben.
We have this standing rule that if we mispronounce your name, you're automatically on the show. So, boy, you probably did it again. That's good, Jay.
So, all right, you know what? You say the names from now on.
Okay, done. Done deal.
All right. So he's talking about security metrics again that your board actually cares about.
Yeah, actually, I'm hoping I can get to see this one because I actually really like dashboards. I like I like trying to figure out the best ways to communicate the most relevant information, and especially useful to do that to the level he's talking about here. So anyone that's really trying to figure out and communicate your the security stuff that you do to the executives and senior management, I gotta believe that this is a not miss as well too, because it sounds like he's really gonna be doing a decent job giving you a solid overview as to how to do that. Plus, probably gonna have a ton of content about what's in there. So I think that this is also a not miss for folks that are interested in that one
And
too.
I don't know who Troy is. I've never been exposed to him before. Do you have any exposure to him?
The picture that's on the site.
Great. Okay. So that's another one talking about security metrics, though. The next one, another person that I haven't known. You want to take this one?
Sure. This one is Data Science Transforming Security Operations. So this one had data science in the title, which means we had to include it too. And that's by Alan Kaufman, but I don't know Alan at all. And I don't, he's the director of data science and innovation at RSA. So that guy, I got to believe he knows what he's doing if he's that. And it's Wednesday at 10:20 to 11:10 in West 2000. And they seem to have like partitioned all of us data people in West, probably
Yeah.
so that they can blow up the building and get rid of us.
Be hard with the diverse timing, but yeah.
All right, so they would do multiple incendiary bombs in the rooms, then that's what it will be.
Yeah,
And
probably.
so he's talking about being able to apply data science to that operations component of security. And there's just a lot of promise and hope there because there's a lot of data coming in, a lot of streaming data. I'm not saying the big word because it isn't necessarily big, but right now I think most things are barely doing basic counting and pie charting, let alone bar charts and other stuff. And if he's talking how to actually do more of the data sciencey stuff with that stuff, I think this is a pretty good starter drug for folks doing data science in their
Yeah.
orgs.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be pretty interested to see that one. And then the next one, of course, has a really catchy title. Really excited about this one. This is the Kelvin Mantra, Implementing Data-Driven Security Practices. And again, Bob, this is you, and you're talking with Stephen Boyer.
Another alum, see, proof again, people.
No, actually, it might just be proof that we've tapped most of the security people doing data science, rather than the vice versa. Just throwing that out there. So, where you guys are going to talk about Lord Kelvin and his catchy quote.
And also really how to take data from what you've got in your org. And maybe even that's coming, that's emanating from your org in the case of what BitSight does with their ratings, and use that to really help, basically create data-driven security practices. And we're covering it both the inside and the out, and how to use that for risk management and all sorts of cool stuff. And we may be biting off a bit more than we can chew in the time slot that we have allowed, but gosh darn it, we're gonna try.
Oh, what did we miss?
Pragmatic metrics for building security dashboards.
Oh, there we go.
It's by James. See, yeah, so I'm gonna do it now. So James Tarala. I'm probably totally destroyed that, even though like I actually know his name. Like I know him. Like I don't know him, but like I know who he is. He's senior faculty analyst at the SANS Institute, and principal consultant at Enclave Security. He's a really smart guy, first of all. So like that's a really great sign that they've got another good smart guy on here. And I just say go to both. Everyone that's making dashboards, just go to both. Like seriously.
Well, I don't know if that's if he's going to actually talk about building dashboards more than just metrics. Do you think he's going to talk about building dashboards?
Oh, it's pragmatic metrics for building security dashboards. So I got to believe he's doing both.
Okay.
I mean,
Okay.
again, that's a tall order for a small time slot.
Right.
So, but
Yeah.
at least, it's one of those things where, the James knows his stuff, and I got to believe you're going to get some good info laid down on you there. So.
Yeah, I think just, I mean, but like the topic of just building a dashboard, I mean, like you would get, about half an inch into the topic in an hour.
But yeah,
Yeah.
if that, yeah, totally.
Or, one chapter in a book and that's it. That's all you get.
Yeah, some useless book, yeah.
All right. So do we go to what, Thursday?
Oh man, isn't this the last one too?
No, there's two others. There's
Okay.
we're doing a repeat performance on Thursday at 9:10 a.m.
Oh,
Our
but they're sick of hearing about us.
theory to
Stop that.
reality. Yep. So I just wanted to mention this. So we're doing two that talk. We're doing that twice. One Tuesday at 1:10, and again Thursday at 9:10 a.m. So if you wanted to catch one of our talks, you got two chances. The last one, this is actually, I think we saved the best for last. I'm actually really excited to see this, and I have to double check my flight to make sure I can make this, but three really awesome people. And again, did you want to say that they're alums?
All three are actually alums of the podcast. They're actually three of not only the smartest, but the nicest, again, folks in the industry. Down. Yeah, I mean, honestly, it doesn't get much better than David, Kimberly, and Michael at all in any way. And I'm not just saying that because Michael got me a sweet comic either. I'm totally not saying
it. It's Michael Reutemann, Kimberly Price, and David Seversky. And they're talking about vulnerability, exploited vulnerabilities and CVSS.
Yeah, so they're not only doing that, I might be giving away too much, but you may actually
just leave it at that.
Well, no. All right, it's that and more. Like, you may be leaving that talk with actual tools in your hand to make your company better and safer. It's more
it does say that they review current options and present a predictive data-driven prioritization model. Boy, say that three times fast.
A data-driven prioritization
predictive,
model.
Predictive data.
Well, present a predictive data-driven prioritization model. There you go.
Jeez. And they do some analysis of CVSS as well.
Yeah, and like there's actually a bunch of open source they're gonna be laying down on everybody on this one. So.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, this is beautiful.
And I've seen like Seversky put some things out on Twitter that he's been doing. So very excited. I really hope I can squeeze that one in.
Yeah, honestly, I think if folks go to even half of these and then take their lessons to heart and implement them, like we'll have like that much better of an industry after that next year. Like we'll have like double, triple better.
Yep. And I think, if people go to these, shoot us a note and let us know what you think. Didn't work. Kind
of yeah, actually, beyond just a note, like, yeah, so we actually had one blog post in the past couple months, and that was from Fernando Montenegro. I probably destroyed his name again. He forgives me for this, though. And he did a great job filling in for us, basically just talking about one of the courses that he went through. It's a great read. He got some good comments on it. That offer will stand for folks that if you've gone to one or more of these, it's super simple to actually generate some content for us and to basically become part of the data-driven community and get you on the podcast and everything. So that offer goes out there to all of our data-driven listeners.
Yep. Or if you just want to drop us a line and say, had a great time, wish you were here kind of thing, if we happen to miss one of these talks.
Yeah, because I think we will be at most of them.
Yeah. But otherwise, you've got some private lunch. We're going to talk about Missile Command or Space Invaders or something, and other than that, we'll probably be at the Verizon booth, I guess. We got
we will be laying down some DBIR tracks at the Verizon booth gig. Yep,
off and on during the week.
Some rocking tracks. Yeah. And Mark will be too.
Yep, Mark Spittler. So
that Wade won't be. That Wade won't be. It's okay.
Other than that, I think we'll try to hit a few events, and I think we're doing a book signing.
Yeah, they haven't told us what day yet for book signing.
Okay.
And right now, it looks like for those that are interested, FuckCon will be on Thursday night because people got stuff. I am no way going to conflict with bloggers, and I got some little DB or something maybe going on Tuesday. So.
Yeah. Ooh, man, it is going to be fun time.
I don't know. I'm going to miss MetroCon. It's not going to seem like it's RSA without MetroCon there.
Yeah, I agree. Let's have a moment of silence for MetroCon. We will miss you. All right, with that, I think we can wrap it up. And again, if people see us, look for the two bald heads for geeky looking data nerd guys. And
I got the shield everywhere, I think. So just find the shield and you got us.
Don't. So, all right. So thank you everybody for listening, and we hope to see you at RSA.